Good evening all, welcome. And first of all I'm required to read the notice regarding filming and recording. Please note this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subjects will be made available via the council website. In addition, please be advised that under the local government office regulation 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or block from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recording is not under the council's control. If you have any queries about these arrangements, please speak to the Democratic Services Officer who is administering the meeting. Thank you very much. So welcome all. The Appeals and Review Committee to consider the TPO on Corn House. So, first of all, item one, is there any apologies?
No apologies.
The minutes of the previous meeting. I've read them, I couldn't see anything wrong with them. Can I just propose them? Anybody care to second them?
Okay,
thank you. Item three, questions under other committee procedures. And when no questions were submitted. Excuse me, pecuniary or personal interests, and anybody anything to declare?
I just live just along the road. I live on
Chapin
Road, and it's not
on
my road, but it's just in the vicinity of my house.
All right, I'll make a note. Thank you.
Okay, so item five, the main item of the evening, is the Borough of Charnwood's Corn House meeting to the Street Preservation Award 2018. Could I call upon the Head of Strategic Support to?
Okay, so we're here to consider the temporal interim tree preservation order that's been placed on trees at Warnhouse Regional Street. It's the committee here to review whether to make the order permanent. You can either confirm the order as it is, confirm it with further modifications, or trying to confirm the order in which case it would fall away. You'll hear in a second from the Head of Planning and Generations representative who will describe, run through their report, and the NFM will recommend, make their recommendations, and the committee to decide whether we should follow the recommendations or make a different decision.
Thank you very much. Representative of the Head of Planning.
Okay, yes. Okay, I don't know whether many of you are familiar with Corn House.
I know where it is.
Well, we received a notification that they were, the new owners were planning to undertake considerable work to the trees within the grounds, which are quite extensive grounds. The grounds extend, they include a number of trees and considerable amount of undergrowth as well, understory, as they've already described in their report. And they make a really valuable contribution to the character of the conservation area, so there was some concern. During those discussions, what was the time frame, we felt that we needed to actually serve the provisional tree preservation order to ensure that unauthorised works and the works that were going to be detrimental to those trees weren't undertaken. And we served a provisional tree preservation order on that basis. There's been subsequent discussions following concerns, I think, from the owner. And we've taken those on board and are now seeking to modify the order in line with what they were suggesting on the whole, other than some issues regarding some trees at the entrance, which they wanted to cut back, primarily because of the concerns about vehicle movements in and out of the property. There hasn't been any other concerns, and therefore we agree that the rhododendron should be removed from the tree preservation order, as they suggested, and that we were then hoping that they were going to submit a long-term management plan for the site, which they informed us last week that they have received, or that they haven't sent a copy of to us. But I've invited the senior landscape officer to the site when she returns from holiday next week to discuss the management plan and implementing long-term management for the site. So we are seeking that amendment at this meeting to the tree preservation.
Okay, so a couple of questions I've come up with. And one is the, what you call the under...
The understory.
Understory, that is the shrubbery round about the base of the trees.
Yes, they're still substantial shrubs. So it's not the undergrowth, it is the understory.
I was going to ask, at what point does it, if the shrub become protected, at what point?
Well, it's the ones that are there at the moment and are of a size, so they would need to meet the growth size, which is, if I remember rightly, it's not my area of expertise, but I think it's at
a certain dimension.
Yeah, 1.2 metres above ground level and 0.75, so 75 millimetres in diameter.
Okay. I must say, having read this, I was quite impressed that we agreed to amend it because of the rhododendrons, because they are. So I understand that.
I think the owners, in a way, is quite right. They felt that was going to be too onerous on them.
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
I should add, actually, sorry if I may.
Yes.
I should have said earlier that it's now an unopposed order. We had an objection which applies before you, but earlier today we received confirmation that the objectors no longer object. So there's no objection to this order, as modified in the court, not earlier order.
And so has the order has been amended now in line with?
Yes, it has, yes.
Okay, well, I think it's an open and shut case. We must confirm the order as modified.
Confirm the amended order?
Yes. Okay, and are the committee in agreement about that?
Yes, everybody in agreement.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.